This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About energy here on the DJV show. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, energetic and excited to be here. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. When you wake up in the morning, you want to be just like us. Wait a minute, you wake up and you don't feel like it today? You're having trouble summoning energy? Maybe you don't have any energy? Maybe you aren't generating any energy? Maybe it's your diet, maybe it's exercise, maybe it's your attitude, maybe you're not getting enough rest, whatever it is. Let's crank it up a notch, shall we, Jennifer? Generate some energy.
Crank it up.
Let's crank it up. Do the right things so you can look forward to this hour and this day. I think that's the thing that I love about being up early and at it, is that I, for the most part, feel good about the day when it starts early and starts well. So let's see if we can create, with our uniqueness, that novel wonder of a new day. It's another opportunity for us to talk about what's going on.
Is that your way of asking what's trending?
Yes, it is, Jennifer. What is trending?
Yes, I was getting a little confused.
No,
all right. Smartphones are trending, Dougie. Not because of the smartphone, but because of what's happening to them. Apparently, France is the first to ban smartphones and tablets from all French schools ahead of the upcoming school year.
Yay!
I think it's
a great idea. Hooray! Good for them.
There was a new law that was voted through Parliament this week. The phone ban will apply to all pupils in France up to the age of 15 as the start of the new term in September. The new law fulfills a campaign promise by President Emmanuel Macron, but it's been criticized by the opposition to him as a publicity stunt. Lawmakers of his party, it's a centrist party, the LREM party, and its allies gave final approval to the bill on Monday. And basically, the opponents are calling the bill cosmetic. They said it will not make any impact on real life, but under the new law, all connected devices must be left at home or remain switched off until the end of the day. Schools may make exceptions for extracurricular activities or maybe disabled pupils who might be using their devices to learn. But high schools then will get the right to decide individually whether to impose partial or total bans on connected devices. This bolsters a previous law passed in 2010 that already prohibited smartphone use during class. The education minister said the earlier law did not apply across the board and lacked teeth, while the new law moves France into the 21st century and sends a message to French society.
Yay.
9 in 10 French teens aged 12 to 17 own a smartphone, so they want to take them out of the classroom.
Good. Something we should do in America as well. Everywhere.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I don't think they need to be in schools.
Nope.
I understand having the device, but you leave it switched off if you want until the end of the
day. Yeah, we've become this. Everybody, which comes first here, the chicken or the egg? All these mothers and fathers, especially mothers who are concerned, about my child's safety. I want to make sure he's all right. I want to call him during recess. I want to call him during lunch. I want to call him at the end of school. Has he gotten home all right? Come on. Enough already with this foolishness. We've created a generation plus of nerdies, but wimps. People who are so dependent. You gotta be independent. You gotta know, there are pluses and minuses to that. I would be the first to admit that, because I pretty much grew up on my own. And maybe that's how I learned to be independent. Maybe it was my genes to begin with. But there is something about this continuing focus on connection. You need, in order to be successful, I think anyway, in the world that I live in, look at how independent you are, Jennifer, yet you maintain close connections to your mother and your father and your family, but you're very independent in the way you conduct your business life and your personal life. Yeah, we all are a part of it. Those of us who love you are a part of it, but it still is you making your decisions on your own. Maybe there's input, But, I mean, Kara's very independent, but yet she's close to her sister and her parents and the people that she loves, but she can make up her own mind, and she does, and decides what to do with her life. That's what you, in order to have a healthy life, you need to be independent. And this continuing current of connection that people, this false sense, and you see it with these people go up and down the street texting. You can't go anywhere without someone being on a device and being so tied to it.
Yeah, and I
every second taking it out of their pockets and looking at it.
Yeah, I understand. And to a certain extent, even I'm like that. But I understand where parents are coming from because there, you know, are tons of school shootings and they're scared. But it's also not that much different than how it used to be. I mean, when I was in elementary school, there was the D.C. sniper, and everyone was terrified that the sniper was going to drive by and shoot them. And then we had 9/11, and I didn't have a phone in elementary school, and we certainly figured out a way to deal with it.
Do you know why everybody was afraid, Kara? The reason everybody was afraid is because the news media exaggerated it. Yeah, is it dangerous? Yes. Is life the way it used to be? No. But the news media so exaggerates things, so underscores things. They're all about fear and negativity. That's what it's about. And sometimes I have to pull us up short here sometimes because we get caught in that trap.
Well,
and that's the stuff that generates.
I think when you're a parent that still has kids in schools, whether you think it's because of the news media or not, I think it's a legitimate fear to have. And I don't think it matters whether the news media reports on it a ton or a little bit. But I think if there are kids being shot in schools, you know, I'm scared of it. I was scared of it when I was in college. And I think they have a legitimate reason to be scared of it. But I don't think having a cell phone will do anything except maybe being able to, you know, hear a laugh, I love you, from the kid in case something's happening. But, I agree with Fran.
I understand why you'd want to have your kid with the cell phone. But leave it turned off, leave it in the backpack, because I'll tell you what, my mom would talk about it all the time. These kids would use their cell phones to cheat on tests. They'd take pictures of tests. They'd send things around.
Yep.
They're too busy texting each other instead of paying attention to the curriculum, and you're missing out on the human connection and the opportunity that school
presents. The idea of going to school is to, learn, not just get through it, but to make yourself better. Back to the independence. You can only, if there's a formula, if there's a way of constructing sentences, a way to, whatever it is that you're learning in school, it is your brain that is going to carry the information, not somebody else's. You learn nothing by cheating or learning, you know, taking what somebody else knows and trying to make it your own. Doesn't work. Got to make it your own, on your own. Okay. So is that, have we sufficiently covered that?
Yes.
I guess so.
Okay. It's all right now. Everybody calm down.
I think we were already pretty calm.
Yeah,
but
we're good.
Right. I was worked up. You may have been calm. I'm worked up because I think this whole business, as I was listening to you talk about, both of you, what it was that you sort of were afraid of, I was thinking of what I was afraid of when I was in elementary school. We used to have air raid alerts. There was a system called a Connell Rat alert. And in schools, once a week, there would be this loud over the, there's a buzzer. It was like the fire alarm, but it was worse. And when that rang out, you ran out of the room and you ran to the boiler room in the basement or under the stairwell, because that was supposed to keep you protected in case of a nuclear attack. We'd be under the stairwell in the school. That's what
my grandmother was an air raid warden, actually, and she slept through the one time that the actual
thing
was
off.
Oh, no.
My cute little Mima.
Come on, Grandma. Thanks
she
a lot.
Tried.
16 after the hour in the DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. top three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. I spent a week driving the new Mercedes-Benz C350e, a plug-in hybrid Mercedes with a turbo. The car can be fully ventilated from the key fob. Turn on the seat coolers and open the doors from the key. The panoramic roof can automatically close during the journey when it starts to rain, which takes place in line with driving speed and intensity of rain. Via the Mercedes-Benz app, you can also have connection with your car, pair your car via a phone, tablet or smartwatch. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV show. Doug. Excuse me, that's me. Jennifer, you can do if you like. Victoria, you can do the same if you like. Nice.
I'm good.
Strong. How are you? Okay. So here is the latest report from a book out this week called One Nation Underdog: Americans' Love Affair with Our Dogs, written by Michael Schaefer. According to Mr. Schaefer, America's house pets have worked their way into a new place in our hearts, our homes, and our wallets. How about them? The focus on dogs. There's a new place out in West Hollywood called the Barking Dog. No, this is in New York. Barking Dog Restaurant. The Earth Cafe has special places for dogs now. Did you notice that? Have you ever been to an Earth Cafe in the greater L.A. area, Jennifer?
I have not, no.
All right. You know the Barking Dog Restaurant is in New York, Victoria?
I do, yeah.
Really? And mm-hmm. What about dogs?
I've never been. I've never taken my dogs to it, but yeah.
Really? Well, there has been a change in Europe. I remember, let's see, where was it most dramatic? I remember the first time I went to Israel, how I was taken back because the dogs were in the restaurants. You can't bring a dog, or you used to not be able to take a dog into a restaurant in our country, but because of the popularity of dogs and the emphasis on dogs, there are a lot of communities who are not forcing, but sort of urging that dogs be allowed in restaurants. Good idea or not?
Nah.
No.
I'm totally fine with, say, downtown Annapolis in Maryland. You can take all your dogs there because they all have restaurants outside. They're, you know, it's right on the water.
Outside.
So you sit outside. They give you a little bowl for your dog. Your dog can have some food or a drink while you sit there and eat. I'm totally fine with that if you're outside. But I don't want to sit inside in a restaurant with everyone else's dog.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with that. As much as I love dogs, don't get me wrong, but I think that we allow them into, like, hotels and restaurants far too much. Look, you're talking to someone who's, I just witnessed Jeff's kid get attacked by a dog on Saturday, so 9 stitches later, I'm a little apprehensive.
Right.
All right, so you'd be happy to know that there's a new place in Beverly Hills, where else, that dogs and cats can have, quote-unquote, work done. What do you suppose? Enhancing their cheeks, their hips. There's special operations that a vet in Beverly Hills is doing.
If this is for medical purposes, fine. But if this is just because your human wants you to have a different appearance, then I'm sorry. That should not be a thing.
Last year, Americans spent $69 billion on our pets. $69 billion. Wow.
And one-third of that was Amber Heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Running one half the hour here on the DJV program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Madonna fan, you recognize her singing here at 24 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer and Kara and I focusing on music news. Madonna is going to celebrate her 60th birthday with a fundraiser for orphans and children in Malawi, teaming up with Facebook for the fundraiser, which runs from Monday next week through the 31st of the month. Fans can donate directly to Madonna's Facebook page, where they can start their own fundraiser on Facebook to raise money for her campaign. Proceeds will benefit her Raising Malawi Foundation. Global payments company Ripple said it would match all of the donations. Wow, that's pretty significant. So Madonna's birthday is the 16th of this month. She's at the end of the... I can see her as a Leo. Leo women.
Oh, yeah. Like is there
being
anything but?
Number one, yeah, right. I have an unwavering commitment to provide vulnerable children with a loving home. For my birthday, I can think of no better gift than connecting my global family and this beautiful country and the children who need our help. She said every dollar raised will go directly to meals, schools, uniforms, health care. I want to come together with my friends, my fans, supporters to change the lives of these children and let them know they are nurtured, protected, and loved. What a wonderful cause. She adopted four children from this country. That's how she's close to it. And she founded this organization, Raising Malawi, about 10, 12 years ago to address the poverty there, the hardship endured by the orphans and children that are very vulnerable. There are these problems all around the world. And this, I think, when you focus on one, that's good, and it helps raise awareness of the problem elsewhere, I think. Don't you think that that's...
Yes.
You know, what's the rising tide carries all boats? So happy birthday to Madonna. Yeah, I guess that's one of the great things about understanding astrology and what it's interesting to compare. I don't want to get off on a tangent here necessarily, but interesting to compare men and women who come from various signs. That is the 12 signs. And Leo, we're in the sign of Leo right now. And Leo women, lions. Yeah, she's very much a lion. She's not easily caged. I think about all of the things that, and men are not quite the same, but I've known some Leo women, and I think that she fits in that groove very well, frankly. So good luck to her in this cause. Congratulations, in fact. All right, next up, musically, news from Kesha, who's about, I think, going to release a tell-all documentary detailing the making of her latest album, Rainbow. She dropped the trailer for the Apple Music documentary this week, shared her excitement with the fans on Twitter. Its release is the 10th of August. Rainbow, the film, is going to shed light on the creative process of this life-saving album, which she reportedly wrote and produced while battling the whole Dr. Luke thing. Remember that? She's kind of been out of it, hasn't she, for a while because of that? Now she's back in, but she was required to be out of it,
I think, by law.
Right. Is she still working with this guy?
I don't think so. Do you know Kara?
I don't think she's still working with him, but he is still a working producer, and I think that's the shocking part, is that I think people who know the story don't want to work with him, but somehow he hasn't been, hasn't been punished at all.
Yeah. The video cuts to a series of previously unseen shots from live shows, recording sessions, media events, photo shoots, as well as snippets from her emotional performance last year singing Praying at the Grammys, in which he can be seen shouting to the crowd, "You don't own me." Obviously a reference to Dr. Luke. She's made a lot out of being somewhat trapped, she said. Making the decision to work on yourself is the bravest thing you can do. I hope this film brings light and love to everybody. Good for her. 28 past the hour.
Ahoy, I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you been to the beach yet this summer? If so, you might have noticed something missing that's usually there. A lifeguard. More and more communities have stopped hiring lifeguards. It's not because there's less danger, though. In the Midwest, 98 people drowned in the Great Lakes in 2016, a sharp increase from 55 the year before. Despite more deaths, many communities on the Great Lakes don't provide lifeguards anymore because they're worried about being sued if someone is injured or dies with a lifeguard on duty. No lifeguard, no lawsuit. Let's be fair. It may be easier for communities to post signs saying there's no lifeguard on duty, but it's not better for those using the beach. In Hawaii, where safe beaches are crucial to their economy, they've addressed that problem by passing a law giving lifeguards immunity from liability. Even though personal injury lawyers have opposed renewing the law, it has broad public support and could be a model for other states, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
Well, this is burning. You were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders here, just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America is about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Southside Chicago gun violence has boiled over in bloodshed this weekend, including the neighborhoods of Lawndale, West Humboldt Park, and South Austin. Four people are dead and 35 have been injured from gunfire. One clergyman saying,
"This is just out of control right now. You want a war zone, you don't have to go to Afghanistan or Iraq. There's a war zone going on right now."
Police Chief Fred Waller,
"We have an environment where people do not feel any repercussions for using guns to commit violence, and thus these weapons flow freely onto our streets."
There are speculations the number of incidents overnight were fueled by the unusually hot weather in Chicago, sending more people out into the streets than usual. The forecast is expected to stay in the 80s once again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Actually, more importantly, with you. Kara Schillen at the controls. This is the gross out section. Everybody get ready to either run away screaming or think, my God, how does this happen? A young lady had her, she went to get a pedicure. I've had pedicures. Ladies, I'm sure you've had pedicures, but who among us has had a fish pedicure? And just what is a fish? You dunk your feet in a tub of water filled with fish.
Yep, it's like a mini fish tank, and you just sit there and you put your feet in it.
Yeah, they're the ultimate callus remover.
Oh. It's like, what is that? What are the, it's pariahs that eat your flesh, right?
No, they don't.
Piranhas. Yeah, them too.
Pariahs, yeah. No, these fish pedicure things, the first time I saw one was on an episode of Sex and the City. That's how long ago it
was. Really?
Or maybe it was the Sex and the City movie, but that was the first time I saw it. And then they kind of started popping up in L.A. I feel like L.A. kind of was at the forefront of this.
Yeah.
And then now they're everywhere. When we were on our honeymoon last year in Mexico, they had in the spa, they had two pedicure chairs. And instead of putting your feet in a sink, it's a little square fish tank with these tiny, looks like little minnows. And they're swimming around. And they tried to, you know, offer that to me complimentary. I was like, I'll pass. Like, I just don't want.
It's just become like a trendy tourist attraction. Some of the salons even have, like, they have it right in front of the window so you can see everyone who's sitting there with their feet in the fish
tank. It just grosses me out.
And, yeah.
The Kardashians did it, remember?
Yeah, but that's the thing, is everyone's curious about it, and so they all have to try it once. And apparently once is enough to...
Didn't go well for this girl.
Maybe too much. Yeah, so what actually happened? They ate, her toenails came off after
I think
fish.
It was some kind of bacteria in the water, and it whatever happened, I guess they don't replace
it's probably
the
from
fish.
The fish poop.
Well,
fish
so,
got poop in the water.
And you have apparently they don't change the water between uses,
right.
And so you're sticking your feet in fish crap and also other people's. I'm sure the fish don't get every single little bit of things off of people's feet, and so you're sticking your feet into other people's gross
in
feet.
In fungus
stuff.
Water.
Yeah.
Ugh. Right. And if getting a regular pedicure, you would never go into a place that didn't wash the tubs out in between pedicures. And essentially, with doing this, that's exactly what you are signing up for, which is crazy to me. But now this chick has no toenails. Just in time for summer.
Hey, let's see, an ad for Cheerios would be appropriate right now? Or
I wonder when it grows back what it's going to look like. It says they can take up to a year. Yeah, they take forever. Yeah.
Awful. Oh, yeah. All right. Here's something. I don't know whether you think this is gross or not, ladies. There's a new ad for a new razor that will shave your legs. And apparently this is a good ad. Women with body hair, women with hair on their legs. This new razor advertisement shows a woman actually shaving her body hair. Except, would you want to be, all of you shave, right? I think we somehow or other got onto this, and Kara said she didn't shave as much because she wasn't dating. So,
that
conversation.
Yep, and now all the guys really want to date me, now that we put it out there.
Yeah.
You get some hairy leg fans.
The razor brand Billy says it's the first to feature hairy women. Well, what else would you, if you're advertising...
Everyone in shaving commercials is already...
They're already hairless.
They basically show the after. They pretend to show them shaving, but then they just focus on their shiny...
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they deemed body hair to be unattractive, so this is the first razor company that's actually showing real hair on women.
Really?
I'm fine without it. I'm fine with the after. I don't know if I need to see the shaving.
Hmm.
I don't really care either way. You need a razor. It's not
awkward.
Like it's not going to sway you.
I'm watching it now, and I'm totally fine. I don't care if there's hair or not hair in the commercials. The only thing I have a problem with is the close-up of the razor with the hair in it afterwards. I'm not really a fan of that.
Oh, I like that. That's fun.
You would
I'll
like that.
I'll take that.
I'm fine with the hair. I just don't want to see the wet hair in the razor.
I don't want to see pits
afterwards.
I don't mind hairy legs. Like, if someone's, you know, shaving hairy legs, I don't care about that. But the armpits, I can't handle.
I think there should be an episode of The Bachelorette where the bachelor shaves her legs.
There was one this season where they were in a spa and they painted her toes. They didn't do any leg shaving. I don't think I would want a guy to shave my leg. I don't trust them to be careful enough to not cut me. So
really?
Yeah.
You ever tried?
I agree with that.
I haven't tried it, but legs are not straight. They've got curves to them, and I don't... I've got too many razor nightmares. I don't want to be cut by one. No thanks.
Huh. I tried to teach Lewis how to poach an egg last night. It was a disaster. There's no way I'm going to let him shave my legs.
Really? Jennifer, anybody ever shave your legs?
No, I like to do it myself. Really? Thanks for asking. Unless, I mean, you want to take a whack at it, we can if you want.
Doug would actually take a literal whack at it, so say goodbye to half of your leg.
Give me a break, please. Come on. Mm-hmm. Weather and travel information. A lot of heavy rain, a lot of flooding all the way from Houston up into the Ohio River Valley. This week is hot, humid, and wet. And so there are people who are thinking, okay, where's the hurricane season? Because it is time. We had one earlier, I think, on Wednesday. They had almost 6 inches of rain at Hobby Airport. And so that closed the airport down for a while. And when you go into places like Houston because of the hurricanes, there's a fear. And it's almost calculated into the residents there because they were so affected by these hurricanes. And so now they hear the story about these big storms coming in. But if you live close, especially in that area, the Gulf Coast, you live close to the water, you might as well count on getting washed away with regularity. That's just the way it is. And the insurance companies more and more are saying, and the federal government also saying, we're not going to keep replacing these homes. And it may not even be in a hurricane. It could be, you know, we had, here where I am, last Thursday, we had 3.5 inches of rain in 4.5 hours. It just poured. And I ruined 20 great bales of round hay. It cost me $1,500 because we couldn't get into the field and get the hay out fast enough. And that's what happens. Not that a lot of people measure it by what's going on the farm, but in terms of traveling, who'd go to Houston on vacation? Anybody here want to go to Houston? And I'm not saying I'm not taking a shot at Texas, but why would you go to Houston for vacation? It's hot.
Why would you go to any major city, though?
Yeah, that's a point.
I live in New York City, and I wonder all the time, like, why are people here?
It's different. I'll tell you, a great city to vacation or go to visit. I don't take a vacation, but when I go visit, I found when I was traveling and visiting stations that I was on all around the country, Seattle was one of my favorite stops. And there's something about Seattle that is just fascinating.
It's a great city. Seattle and Boston. Yeah. Those are the best.
Yeah. Northwest, you get up into Vancouver as well, Victoria, British Columbia, absolutely magnificent areas to go.
But if you're somewhere else in Texas and you want to go to a city, why wouldn't you go to Dallas or Houston?
I don't have an answer to that.
All right, well, you asked why would anyone go to Houston. I'm sure there's plenty of reasons why people would.
Well, other than the Bush library, the presidential library, I don't know what's there. A lot of insurance companies. What is there to see in Houston?
Teams. You could go to baseball games, football games.
Go to your own
basketball
team.
Not football anymore. Right.
So I came across this. I thought you would find interesting as to how we live our lives, the way we choose where to go, and how many places in our lives we habitually visit, mostly on vacation. Survey says there are, with most people, a maximum of 25 places they have visited that they want to go back to, and often they do. There's an interesting aspect of human behavior here when you dig around this. This is a study entitled Evidence for a Conservative Quality in Human Mobility. That sounds kind of like a lot of gobbledygook. Anyway, they traced 40,000 people's collective trips, data sets of different trips. Researchers analyzed the students to find out where they went. You know, after you get out of school, you go on a trip. But did you go, when you graduated from college, Victoria, did you take a trip?
No, because I had already lived in England, so no. All right. I started working right away.
What about you, Jennifer? Did you take a trip when you got out of school?
After college? Out of high school, we did like a little vacation. But after college, I took the long program. I was already 28.
Right. That's right, too.
So, but I mean, I traveled a lot during, when my mom went to England, I went to England, I went to Ireland, Italy, to Germany. So I did traveling, yes.
Mm. What about you,
Not
Tara?
Related to school, though.
No.
I didn't take one specifically. I also took one in my junior year of high school. Right after that, I took a big one to Europe. But after college, not really.
It really is very interesting. The point of this study is that when you're young, you make up your mind, you go to places maybe with your parents or you take a trip. In my case, I was influenced by my wife, Tony, who had gone to England to do her teaching practicum, worked in an infant school, and she became very close with a woman who was the headmistress of the school. So she was going back and forth to visit. When we married, I started going over there and felt so comfortable being in England that I have been back at least 100 times to England. My daughter went to school there, so I'd go over every month to make sure she was okay. But there's something about being there. And so I understand. I actually was surprised that there were 25 places that people want to visit.
That sounds like a lot.
I thought it was a lot, too. You know, when you get right down to it, you can travel and go see different places, but how many do you want to go back to in terms of, I thought that was a lot. You're right.
I don't have 25 places that I'd want to go back to. There are plenty of places that I've been, but I was happy to be there once, but I don't need to go back again. So 25 seems like a lot.
Yep. All right. It's 46 past the hour.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Grebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Examining America and Americana on the DJV show, let's travel to Evanston, Illinois, shall we? Where you may remember earlier this year, there was video of a Northwestern University doctoral student making news because he was pulled out of his car, subdued for stealing what turned out to be his own car. But the police said, how can you, a black guy, afford a car like that? That basically is the substance for a lawsuit now that's been filed against the Evanston Police Department, and the each officer is being charged. There are 4, I guess, different officers that have been sued $50,000 apiece, plus compensatory and punitive damages. And so there was a study done of the Evanston Police Department, and the findings by the Justice Center at Northwestern, according to the professor who did the study, it's, quote, normal for a police department to expect lawsuits, and Evanston is in the norm curve. In other words, they expect this kind of a problem in cities like Evanston, that there are going to be false arrests, that there are going to be police who do things that they're not supposed to do. They just figure on that. And they put aside amounts in the city budget to pay plaintiffs who sue the city because the police don't know how to do their job. Can you imagine that they admit to that?
That's, they have a budget for it.
They have a budget of $983,008. Yeah. My God.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time, a review of the big issues, the big news this week from technology as to how it impacts you. Victoria Keelan here to do the honors, starting at number 5 and going to number 1. Good news for, I guess this is for Amazon itself, not necessarily for the people that work there. Would you agree, Victoria?
Yeah, it's good news for Amazon, Starbucks, and other large companies that are based in Seattle. Just a month after the city of Seattle passed what was considered to be a controversial corporate head tax aimed at Amazon and other large businesses that they would have used that money to fund homeless programs, the city council, in a surprising move, actually rescinded the plan after Amazon and Starbucks and other firms got together and said that it was just completely unfair that they would have to pay a $275 tax per employee, and that's from any company that makes $20 million a year or more. And so that there are a bunch of companies out there that fit that bill, and so the city was trying to kind of pass that tax on to the companies. It wouldn't affect any of the taxpayers. It's one of the reasons why they did it. They said that it was kind of their workaround. That's how stadiums often get built. they have a tax on something that doesn't actually hit the consumer and the individual taxpayer, but in this case, Amazon and all the other companies just fought back and said that was just too much. So we'll see. But Seattle is still dealing with a bad homelessness problem. It's up another 4% just this year
alone. That's not Amazon's fault. That's
not Amazon's fault.
No.
But Seattle has to figure something out. That's
let them figure it out of the taxes that are already collected. What are they? This is outrageous. This is more of a way to get into people's pockets than anything else. It's the same old stuff, the same old thinking. And that's just the point. It's old thinking. Fix the problem. Don't just keep grabbing people's money.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So number four on our way to number one this week on the countdown of the hot things from technology, Victoria.
Microsoft is in the news this week. They are rolling out some new changes to their Office 365 program, which actually serves 800 million people around the world use Microsoft Office. And so they've got some new bells and whistles. They have a new the new version of it. It has been streamlined. It's going to be easier to use. It's got different colors now and different icons. There's more contrast when you look at it. It actually, overall, it looks a lot better, and it's easier to work with. Microsoft Outlook, which of course runs most people's email systems at work, they also are going to get a few little tweaks in there, making things easier to search. So it will populate the search bar for you based on things that you're already working on. So it will make if you're looking for a contact or looking for an old email, it will use AI to help get you your search results a lot faster. So it's a new algorithm in there, which is great.
Number three, look out if you are doing your DNA testing.
You have to be really careful where you send your DNA to, everyone. And MyHeritage.com is not a site that you want to send your DNA to. It's, of course, the cheapest one. It's $59, whereas 23andMe could be a couple hundred. So you get what you pay for. They were hacked this week, and where they announced that they had been hacked. Anyone who used the service, MyHeritage.com, before October 26th of last year, you have been affected. There's a data breach, and your email addresses and they say medical histories and things like that were not affected. I do not believe that. So if you have any of your stuff on that site, you may want to consider yanking your account. And if you do want to keep your account, make sure you change your password immediately.
This week saw the end of net neutrality officially. That's number two.
Yes, net neutrality is officially gone, and so the FCC, this is the repeal of the rules that were put in place under the Obama administration to essentially force internet service providers to not prioritize. So small businesses get the same treatment as Amazon and large businesses do. All of that's gone now, and 29 states have introduced bills that keep certain components of the net neutrality rules alive. However, of those 29 states, 12 of them have already failed to pass their proposed bills. There are a lot more pending. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have successfully passed net neutrality legislation, and governors from Hawaii, New Jersey, New York, and Montana, Rhode Island, and Vermont are actually working on doing that. So if you want to have net neutrality, they all say contact your local representatives and make your voice heard.
Number one is something that most people are not going to find a benefit other than the stockholders for AT&T and Time Warner. How's that going to work?
Yeah, this was the big news. This has been coming very, very, this news has been in the headlines for a long time now. It's the federal judge ruled this week that AT&T can move forward. They have finalized the deal. They have acquired Time Warner for $85 billion. So that will affect prices going down the road for sure.
Yep. All right, so there you have it in a wrap. The overview of the big technology stories every week, courtesy of the DJB program and Victoria Keelan.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint
it. Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.